It's all bicycle lanes. All of it. All of it. Piece of that. And, India, Cambodia. There's a Greek Buddhist in the third century.
I know this is where I grew, and that was Eisenhower's desk.
And I believe you know, because otherwise I'm gonna get that.
What's the answer?
The answer? Well.
On air.
Sit down. Holloman here. Both of you guys. Mr. Holloman here.
Yes, sir.
Let me get this tail over. I delay a lot. Before we shift, you got your watch.
Yeah.
That's what I see. Anything. Which is that I want?
No.
Not the reason for the good watch, but a wonderful guy. Yeah. So I got some. If it doesn't need to run, well, figure it out.
Listen, I can say it, but I know
that one. It's, it has a seal on that. I was afraid of that. What I would do, my fire, you know, I would appreciate that. It's a nice thing to wear sometimes for, deep. You know, you can see it's gold and you can wear it for, you know, a tuxedo or something. I mean, like it's bring them with, coffee or tea or iced tea or iced coffee or Coca-Cola or Pepsi.
I love that.
I guess I have, I just have the hot tea this morning.
Bill Brock, he's such an honest guy. Rather, to me, rather enlightening than what he would say. I know that he's very intuitive. China thing was the one thing that leapfrogged it all.
No question.
Which is making sure why it's so important for us to keep this damn thing up and front and center. It's about just your knowledge.
That's right. It will. Well, China wouldn't keep it to a different kind of a.
Yeah, it wasn't apparent in the poll at the beginning.
No, but it had to happen in people's minds. It wasn't
mine.
It wasn't a front level
thing. It happened then. It then came the. We sensed it coming back, then came May 8th, and then came Russia, and whack,
it just started.
But you're a different figure to people, you know. You aren't the guy,
and
you've been caricatured as they've very successful to try to make people think, they've seen you, you know. In fact, that's what they got in television.
That was it, but sure was.
Well, and you know you got some hope. You got some people like that.
Sure, they
misguided in some ways, Reed's is, as they all are, they're all treated with bonds, Reed's is too. But, so, yeah, you can't become a, you'll have all hell right. We can get some guns like that, maybe we can, that's what we've got to do, though. We've got to give it to somebody, say you're responsible, now buy your plan, now get it done, and then expect results. The mistake we made is we say, we said last time we have to do it in the White House, then we move in, we can't do it. People won't take it from the White House.
You know, I think one of the important things,
I'd like to have a little bit of a talk about those things that I have in mind. The other thing is, I think that who are you ship up in Camp Data?
I might as well go up there.
I thought that because that's where you have to ship someone up. Our week is going, well, what we're pushing is this drug stuff and permissiveness. He said, let's see if we can tie something into that. But, you know, does that mean that we can bring something up? Can you bring up some people and have it? John's given some thought to that, but we'll have some come up on Wednesday, and then I think you've got to do that. You've got to spend a little time with them at some point. You know, I think come up. Let them come up. Have a spin. I have a little time to about what they want, and they can spend time with them about that. Or you don't think it's premature for us to talk about it?
I think we've got to get that started.
I'm a very good talker. I am good with people and programs. I'm great with programs. Before we know it, you know what I mean? And I just don't want this to slide into that.
When our husband's asking for guidance on that, too, I mean,
he is one of the things that worries me is that everybody's saying, you know, we've got the campaign on November 7th, and then we'll take a vacation and stuff. I can see this period as being less critical by a lot of time than the period afterwards now. For a few key people at least, I think you're going to have to really get some. That sets the tone, then everybody else will come out with a how do you do your appointment? If you want to move into different jobs in most cases, which I think you ought to do anyway. I don't think very many ought to stay where they are.
I agree.
Even in the second level types of where we got really good there's going to be exceptions, I don't know.
That's one job that doesn't require some talent. Most of the others require passion.
I don't know whether, but I'm not sure. Maybe Schultz you look at as, I think you want a view to stay as an interim, that you don't want a whole new cabinet. You want you guys to,
whatever. You got to take the hard look at those we don't want. Get them the hell out.
A guy like John Bolton, he's a nice guy and all that. You've got to get, I'm going to get in.
Bolton's got to go. Romney's going to go. Romney's going to go. And
Laird has to go, Rogers has to go. I think Mike is going to go.
Don't you?
I think so.
I think he wants to.
I don't think he's got any problems now with that.
Now, Mark?
Probably wants to stay.
Peters?
I think they both ought to go.
Don't you?
Certainly, I think Peters is sure.
Every guy you bring in, they've got to be told exactly the opposite of what everybody was told coming in before. They're not going to have the freedom to run their own department and hire everybody they want. They are your agents. They're going to be working with you, with your staff, out of the places that you run. They're going to be staffed with people. We've got some good people in mind. We've been around here for 4 years and we know the problems now. We've got to change the people. We've got to follow that Harlow theory of getting our guy in those five key spots in every department, every agency. That's where we can use some of Reese's guns. Take some of these 40-year-old, 35-year-old, they're a little past Reese's, but sorry. Lawyers. We got public information type guys and all that. Move them in. Make them people who are playing our game. Say your job is to build your department. Your job is to control your department. The main thrust of our program is if you cut back about 80% of what your department is, if you cut back, or 40%, if you cut back, you're doing better than anything. It's a different kind of charge.
Whether
it
can, there must be ways to do it. There just must be ways to do it.
There are. What you do is you change the objectives.
Well, that's the thing we've got to get. We've got to get early, really quick on this. And you also want to remember that the board calls, Henry is not a small staff man. And he doesn't take it in our position. And if that's one of the benefits, we've got the job that God has, the best department, the state department, right outside. That's running around, the sexual barriers, the state barriers, AIDS, death AIDS, all that bullshit. That's the thing. Oh, you know, really is.
Yeah.
And what are they? I couldn't agree more with you about the pressure relations. That every time we get a big war guy, I should have one. I really should have one.
Don't you agree?
Yes. I mean, today we had to have three people in the pressure relations guy.
So seriously.
No, I shouldn't have three. I shouldn't be three.
Yeah.